This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday the 13th here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. Not spooky for DJ Williams. DJ Williams signed earlier this week to replace Rob Gronkowski on the active roster.
Spooky for Rob Gronkowski.
Certainly spooky for Rob Gronkowski. Placed on injured reserve. His season is over. Most Patriots fans are well aware of that. Saw the injury in the Patriots game, third quarter against the Browns. TJ Ward, direct hit on the knee, and that ended it for Gronk. But we're moving on. DJ Williams is here. He was here a couple weeks ago and played in Houston a reserve role. He will be part of the offense that's looking to move on in post-Gronkowski Part 2 for this season. And Paul Perillo, we're going to talk mostly about the injury report because Gronkowski, not the only injury this team is dealing with. A lot of guys at a lot of various positions are in various states of participation, as Bill Belichick often likes to say. A number of guys questionable, Paul Perillo, and we'll start with those. Kyle Arrington dealing with that groin that's been an issue. Marcus Cannon limited in practice all week with the ankle. Alphonso Dennard with the knee and shoulder that was added. He left early against the Browns, came back, but looked to be in a lot of pain with that left shoulder. He was limited all week. Aaron Dobson did not practice Wednesday. Thursday was limited on Friday, so he is progressing. He's listed as questionable. Michael Manawanui, limited all week with that knee injury. Nate Solder with a concussion, did not practice on Wednesday, was back out there limited on Thursday and Friday. I'll get back to him in a minute. Brandon Spikes, knee limited. Will Svitek, ankle limited. Kenbrell Tompkins, hip limited all week as he looks to work his way back. Paul, I want to start with Solder because obviously any time a starter does not practice at any point during a week, it is a sort of a red flag, something you need to watch. And Solder had the concussion. No one's exactly sure when he had it against the Browns. Missed practice, got back out there. But with the fact that Cannon has missed time recently, Svitek actually has an ankle injury. The depth at tackle seems to be a concern right now. First, do you expect Solder to play in Miami? And if he isn't, how big a blow would that be?
I expect him to play 100%. I think that a concussion is a situation where it's just about following the protocol. And once you're cleared to practice on those Thursdays, when you're cleared for not just football activities but for the physical contact, then I think you're in. Now, I understand what your point is. You know, is he a hit away? You know, does he suffer any sort of recurring symptoms at some point during the game? Depth at that position is absolutely an issue. You'd have possibly Cannon and Svitek. My guess is that a guy like Logan Mankins would have to move out to tackle if you went one further, and certainly that's not a situation that's ideal. So hopefully Cannon's able to make it through the game. I'm sure he will start it. Well, in my opinion, he'll start it, and we'll have to see about Cannon, but that's absolutely left. The tackle spot is an area to keep an eye on.
And certainly it's an issue to keep an eye on because guys like Cameron Wake, who we all know, a Pro Bowl caliber player, and Olivier Vernon, who's actually come on 11.5 sacks in his second year, leads the Dolphins, and that's a physical front. You know, yeah. There's other guys with Starks and Solei.
And their rookie first-round pick, Deion Jordan, has not played a ton, but when he has played, he's been reasonably productive. Vernon has been so good that they haven't really had a lot of chances to get him on the field. So he's a speed guy, and, you know, if you're dealing with an ankle problem for a guy like Cannon, specifically, if he's not 100%, and you had Svitek and Cannon out there in the event that Solder was out, that could be you know, some depth with the pass rush for Miami to keep an eye on.
Kenbrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson. Obviously, Dobson didn't get on the field till later in the week, so I would say he'd be less likely to play in
Something
Miami.
Something tells me we might get an update on this tomorrow when the trip is made to Miami, and we'll find out Dobson didn't make
it. But Tompkins should maybe get back out there as this offense is looking to find weapons. And one of the things that Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady said all week was that this offense has been through this before, and a key part of that was obviously Dobson and Tompkins early in the year playing roles for this offense. So it would obviously be good if they could get Tompkins back out there against Miami.
Yeah, because you're dealing now with Amendola and Edelman as really the only wide receivers that have had any significant run this year if Dobson and Tompkins were both out. Colley is there, but I would think that they'd rather keep in the role that he's had. You know, maybe he gets a ball or two thrown his way as the extra guy in limited reps, but you know, you need Tompkins back out there, absolutely.
Moving on to the probables, and there's six Patriots listed as probable, led by Tom Brady, Danny Amendola. Amendola's had the groin. He was full participation all week. Tom Brady actually was limited on both Wednesday and Thursday.
First time limited two different days
and,
in the same week.
I don't know if that's a concern. It's the right shoulder injury, and we all remember that those close-ups on the sideline of his right hand wasn't all that long ago.
And the hand is really not that far from the shoulder.
It really isn't.
It's, when you think about it.
You know, if you sing the song, it's only a couple lyrics away from being attached to the shoulder. So right. same side of the arm. But obviously Brady will be back out there because unless he's ever carted off, he'll be out there.
I mean, no concerns about him not playing. None at all. I think he's 100% go, but.
Is he 100%?
I do think that some of these slow starts, but probably as a result of him trying to get himself loosened up and getting a feel for that particular day throwing the ball because he's not healthy.
And he should start warming up earlier. So that the first half looks like this.
And we have heard, you know, when we're here doing the pregame social and Eric chimes in and some of the other guys on Twitter, that he has been out there various times a little bit earlier than normal.
Tinkering.
And my guess is that he is tinkering, trying to find the right balance.
I hope he finds that balance. Steve Gregory with the finger, limited on Wednesday, Thursday, full on Friday. Matthew Slater, full all week with that wrist. Aqib Talib with the hip, limited the first 2 days. Full participation. Obviously, we're going to see him out there. The only question is, you know, at what level? You know, we saw the matchup last week with Josh Gordon. Gordon got the best of him on occasion, and certainly on that 80-yard touchdown that he got a free release, blew by him and sort of ran away from him for the 80-yard score. Interesting this week as they go up against Brian Hartline and Mike Wallace, another couple guys. And certainly with Wallace, a smaller type guy who's quick, fast, can get by, who make plays down the field. And we saw Talib struggle with some of that earlier in the year. You know, DeSean Jackson types were a little bit of a different challenge for him than some of the bigger guys. And then finally among the probables was Shane Vereen with that wrist. Full participation all week, and that's good news because we expect Shane Vereen, I think, to be a major part of this offense moving forward. And the last guy on the injury report this week, Wednesday he was limited, was Marquise Cole with a shin injury. Patriots, Paul, are banged up, but I think we expect most of the names on this list to play, and they're going to need it because they're heading into a tough place for them. 7-6 over the last 13 meetings under Bill Belichick in Miami. And the Dolphins are a 7-6 football team fighting for a playoff spot and still has an outside chance to win the division, as ESPN the magazine predicted earlier this year that they would. So, Paul Perillo, before we wrap this up, give me a quick synopsis of what you expect on Sunday.
I expect a really tight, lower scoring game. I think that you might see the teams in the lower 20s as opposed to getting up around 30 and into the mid 30s the way the Patriots sort of had been with Gronkowski. It's going to be a dogfight. I think Miami will play a tough physical game. I think that's the mold that they're in right now. I don't think they're overly talented, but I do think they're pretty tough, and I think they've shown some resiliency in light of the Incognito Martin thing that could have blown their season apart. It's a big game for them. They have to have it. The Patriots don't have to have it, but certainly they could use it. I look at the Patriots to come out with a very tight, low-scoring 23-21 victory.
A hat and T-shirt game for New England, looking to clinch the AFC East and keep themselves in the driver's seat for the number one seed in the American Football Conference after the Dolphins were beaten by the Chargers on Thursday Night Football.
And the Broncos.
I mean, the Broncos are beaten by the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. Patriots
beaten by the Dolphins.
Looking to run the table and put themselves in nice position. Yep, heading
they control their own destiny, as someone once said.
Unfortunately, they also need to beat the Dolphins and the Ravens in the next 2 weeks on the road. That starts Sunday afternoon in Miami.
Not a problem.
For Paul Perillo, I am Andy Hart, updating you on the Patriots roster as we do each and every Friday. We'll be back next week with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Until then, stay safe.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.